So who has ever thought, what does it take to be an evangelist? What are some characteristics of an evangelist? Well, Paul sought to encourage Timothy in his work as an evangelist, so he described to him what it means to be an evangelist. He made a reference to three worldly occupations: a soldier, an athlete, and a farmer. If you want to turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 7. It reads, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affair of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone who competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things." In these verses, we see the three pictures of a faithful service. The lessons that can be learned from these pictures are not limited to just evangelists. All of us who serve under the Lord should learn from the soldier, learn from the athlete, and learn from the farmer, no matter what our functions are in the body of Christ. Now that we have this in our minds, let's go ahead and look at the first picture in which we are reminded of long-suffering. We must look at the dedication of a soldier. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, it reads, if you want to turn there with me, sorry. I lost it. Sorry, we got technical difficulties up here. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3. No, sorry. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. It reads, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." So this is just saying that we must endure the hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, which means that the soldiers who endure some of the greatest hardships in their service for their country, we must be able to endure some suffering like they do. It might not be as extreme as they do, obviously, but we do endure suffering as Christians, as people who want to come after us for what we believe in. Should we as Christians be any less willing to suffer hardships? In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, it reads, "Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God." Should we be less willing to suffer for the gospel of Christ? In Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, it says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revel and persecute you, say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Should we be less willing to suffer for the kingdom of God? We have to be focused. Like it said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life." Soldiers must concentrate on the task at hand to survive. Christians need to be careful, or we could be distracted by what this world offers. In Luke chapter 8, verse 14, it says, "Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity." Here we see that if we don't concentrate and we get distracted by worldly desires, we will bear no fruit to maturity. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 through 12, it reads, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Again, this is a warning that's telling us stay away from any fleshly desires this world has to offer, so that way we can go and be in eternal salvation with the Lord. We have to stay devoted. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 again, how he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Soldiers desire to please their commanders. Christians should also desire to please our great commander. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, it reads, therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. Notice Paul's attitude towards himself in this verse. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, it reads, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. We should take note of Paul's prayer concerning the Colossians. So the next time you see a soldier who so diligently and bravely fights for his or her country, think to yourself, do I serve the Lord and his kingdom with the same dedication? Another picture that illustrates faithful service is the discipline of an athlete. An athlete, they are very obedient. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, he who competes according to the rules. Athletes understand that they need to abide by the rules if they want to win. Are we as Christians under any less obligation to abide by the rules? If we look in James chapter 1, verse 22, it says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. We see that we must be doers of the word. We can't just listen to the word and then play it off like it's nothing. We must have self-control. Note another comparison by Paul regarding athletics, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. If you want to turn there with me. Verses 24 through 27 reads, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Here we're saying that if we are to be disqualified from running in the race for an imperishable crown, then what are we to do? Now, as you watch athletes competing in different sports, let their examples of self-discipline challenge you in your own service to the Lord. Consider a third picture of faithful service, the diligence of a farmer. Farmers are extremely hardworking people. As it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, the hardworking farmer. Farming is definitely not an easy task to conquer. Should Christians labor any less in the vineyard of the Lord? In Matthew chapter 20, verse 1, it says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. This is telling us that there is plenty of work that needs to be done in God's kingdom, and people are needed to do this work. In John chapter 4, verse 36, it reads, and he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. This is saying the fruit that we gather relates to eternal life. Farmers are also very motivated people. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6, it talked about first to partake of the crops. Farmers are the first to partake of the crops. It is the hardworking farmers who enjoy the benefit of their labors first. Do Christians not have good motivation to labor diligently? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So the Lord is telling us that our work will not be in vain. We should strive to work as hard as we possibly can. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, it reads, "Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Here we see the hope is eternal life and the crown of righteousness, to be with God in heaven for eternity. So from these three pictures of faithful service, we can take away that Christians should be dedicated, just like soldiers. We have to be disciplined like athletes, and we have to be diligent like farmers. Are we willing to learn from these three pictures? We have to be willing to suffer in our efforts to please the Lord. We have to be willing to discipline ourselves to receive an imperishable crown. We have to be willing to work diligently that we might benefit from the fruit of our labors. As Paul instructed Timothy, "Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things." 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7.